Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese, do you have that Charmin commercial that was running for a while where that's like the Charmin rap?
Oh, a Charmin clean booty?
Yeah, that's what we need for this Charmin soft fan base right now. It's unbelievable. My friend Rob texts me. He says, this is unbelievable. I don't need Hurts to show me anything other than that he's adequate. I need the Eagles as a team to play well. Like, oh, my God. Is this really what we're doing now? We put no expectation on the quarterback. This is what everybody's doing. No one wants to put any expectation on the quarterback. Nobody.
Right.
Like, come on, what are we doing? This is supposed to be our long-term guy now. Everybody agrees he's great. It's our long-term guy. So you can't – there's no expectation year two against Tom Brady? Like, there's a difference between realistic expectation and expectation, right? Like, you can realize that going toe-to-toe with Tom Brady, Jalen Hurts probably isn't going to win that battle.
Yeah.
I'm not expecting him to go toe-to-toe with Tom Brady throwing the football. I'm expecting him to go out on the field and stare Tom Brady down and, you know what, maybe win this game. But the expectation, he just needs to be adequate. What?
Well, I mean, listen, he's a young quarterback that I think people want to leave out of this season feeling good about Jalen Hurts. So to your point, and I'm not saying I agree with them from this standpoint, but I'm just trying to understand the thinking behind where they are. And it's, we don't want to set expectations high so that we're disappointed
right.
with him, right? So it's almost like there's low to no expectations so that we're not disappointed with him regardless of the outcome.
No, it's such a great point. Like right now, if I close my eyes and I don't see any more, Jalen Hurts has been
right.
a success this year, and I feel good about
right.
it. And now we can go in the next year feeling good about our quarterback situation. They don't have to make a trade.
Yep.
They don't have to reach on a quarterback in the draft. The minute something goes wrong in the playoff game and he doesn't look good, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that. So,
right.
no, just don't lose
just
the game out there, Jalen. Run the
right,
ball.
Right.
That's the thing about running. Like, as long as they run the ball all the time, Jalen Hurts can't be held responsible for these losses. Run the ball. You can't stop the run. But how about you put something on him? How about Jalen Hurts throws the ball a little bit? How about you challenge Jalen Hurts a little bit in this game? Make him throw the ball a little bit more.
And listen, he has improved as a passer. I think we can all agree with that as far as where he was earlier in the season, but it's certainly not how you want to go into the game as a game plan, and this is how we're going to try to win this game. But you're going to have to take your shots here and there.
Yep.
You got to take your shots here and there, and he's got to put, you know, some nice throws out there for Devontae to go get. Dallas Goedert is a matchup that we ought to be able to take advantage of. Dallas Goedert.
I mean, he's one of your two weapons that
yeah.
you have, right? Like, yeah.
I was a little surprised no one asked Nick about injuries. Like, Miles Sanders is your starting tailback playing this week?
There was six or seven questions, and they were, do you remember the first time that you met Jalen Hurts? Do you remember where you were? That's legitimately what they asked. Because they're running these puff pieces for tomorrow.
Well, where's Elliott at? He's not a puff piece
really
writer.
Asked, do you remember the first
Jack,
time
you gotta
you
get it. You gotta,
Hurts?
You gotta get it.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
And I remember, and Nick was like, I saw him in an Eagles starter jacket.
What?
Ike, I'm telling you, I'm gonna lose it. I'm telling you, I'm gonna lose it.
I didn't hear
Find
that
it.
Question.
Find
what?
It. Yes.
Do you remember the first time you met Jalen Hurts?
Do you know what? Do you know? Do you know that when that question's appropriate, when they're asking about your spouse, when somebody asks
exactly.
me about my
that's,
wife,
that's my thought process. That would have been my thought process when I heard that.
Yes, and I do remember the first time I met my spouse and the first time I saw her and all that stuff. What are we doing here? The football coach and a quarterback.
Getting ready for a playoff
What
game.
Are we doing here? The media is involved in it. The camera, Angelo, you! Jack Fritz is the only person in. What's Giglio going to do at night?
Well, you know,
he's trying.
You know what Giglio's going to do at night. Well, he guaranteed a win.
I know he did.
He just didn't. He didn't say Jalen was going to lead him. To
right, nah. right. But at least he's going out there and saying like, yeah, this team right. can win the game, and he's putting it out there like right. that. You know, we'll see. We'll see. OG Wade in Chester. OG Wade, what's going on, man?
What's up? How we doing today?
OG.
Ike, hey.
What's up, brother?
I was going with y'all last night, baby. Me, you, Ike, and Steph, man. And let me say this here, man, for the people.
Wade is everywhere.
You got this damn fraud of a kicker, a punter, McAfee, with a million subscribers, and you got Steph Joyner, who's a damn Hall of Famer here in Philadelphia. And we don't even support his channel. He got 3,000 damn subscribers. What the hell is wrong with y'all? Anyway.
What? Wade, man.
Oh, with me?
Yeah. No. I'm talking,
are
to,
you talking
people,
to the us. Yes, oh. He's talking to the people. Yes.
Gotcha.
Damn. I mean, you know, the man could have more than that, man.
I'm with you on that, Wade.
You don't listen to it. You could at least subscribe to the damn channel.
Why isn't he promoted better so people do that?
Listen, man, I'm saying we need to support each other.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Especially our own. You don't have, should have promoted a damn thing. Anyway, let me get to it. All right, listen. I went back, and first of all, this narrative about Tom Brady being the GOAT, can we get rid of that crap? Because let me tell you something, all right? To be the GOAT, he's been in this league for 20 years, and I can honestly say this, and I challenge any of you frauds out there to tell me why the hell has Tom Brady never been the best quarterback in a year? Why? It was before Aaron Rodgers came, Peyton Manning was the best quarterback for all them years. Then Aaron Rodgers, since then and up to today, is still the best quarterback. So why is people calling him the GOAT? Because you can say with Michael Jordan, let me tell you something about that. Michael Jordan's been the best player when he first stepped on the court. All right?
Yep.
So he ain't no damn GOAT. All right?
Even with
Super
the seven Bowl, Super Bowls?
Team
even with the
you
seven?
You said it yourself. You said it yourself. Super Bowls is what? A team?
Oh, it's a team thing. No doubt. Yep.
So he's not the best. He don't throw the best. He's not the best quarterback. So how is he going to be the GOAT? The best of all times? He can't be. There's no way possible that can happen.
Well, I'll Wade,
but you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. But that's an argument that you're probably in the minority on.
I know that, but I don't care about minorities.
I'm with you. Yeah, I hear you. I don't mind being the minority.
Real, recognizing real.
Right.
How could you be that when you weren't? You're not even the best in your position.
Yeah, that's kind of how I felt when Dan Marino was playing with Joe Montana. Like,
right.
Marino was clearly
But then, like, when Peyton Manning was the quote-unquote best, and I'm trying not to argue with you here, Wade, because I like the fact that you're not building Tom Brady up like some people
are. Yeah, we don't want to stop you from kicking Tom Brady.
Like kick him when he's down. But, like, Peyton Manning was the best regular season quarterback I ever saw, but then there was playoff Peyton Manning, which wasn't good Peyton Manning, right?
But I'm not talking about winning. I'm talking about ability as a quarterback. Like, Peyton Manning was, during that time, was the best quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, but it does matter, though. But here's the thing, though. It does matter. And we agree with you to an extent. But to John's point, Peyton may have been the best regular season quarterback.
But in the postseason,
he was
like
a different
Tom Brady was like – and I agree, he wasn't always the driving force behind them winning games.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right,
that's
I got
what
you.
I'm talking about.
I know what
you're
saying.
I mean? Now, let me do this here.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to say this because I've been working on this, all right? And I said this the other day, and nobody said nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
They won 10 games they played, with teams with a losing record. That's how many, and they lost some of them. I'm talking about Tampa Bay, okay? The Redskins, or the Washington football team, if you want to call it that, beat Tampa Bay. Taylor Heineke. So it's not Jalen Hurts facing off with Tom. No, Jalen is facing off with Tampa Bay's defense. And I am confident that Jalen Hurts is going to perform at a high level. Ike, the reason why you don't have anxiety, because you know that your starting quarterback is not going to be shook. Right. The game's not going to be bigger, too big for him. So the only worry that you got and the rest of the people got is our defense going to be able to
slow down Brady?
Up? Right. I don't need you to shut him out. Right. I don't need no damn nine to nothing. No, just stand the hell up. Stand up. Let the Duke
tell him, Wade.
He's going to give you 38 points. I'm telling you right now. And all that other crap you want to talk about, not Ike.
That's Jack.
You don't stop that damn
All right, Wade. Thank you, Wade. Thank you, Wade.
Well, they threw him off track.
He was on a roll.
He was on a roll, man.
This is not the week for me to argue that Tom Brady's the GOAT.
You threw that in there. You threw his rant off, Jack, when you did that.
Totally.
38 points.
Yeah. Yeah, but.
Well, that's what you want him to say, Jack.
That's a good take.
You don't believe it.
There's no winners.
But, I mean, so Wade said it. He said the matchup is, it's not Jalen Hurts against Tom Brady. It's Jalen Hurts against the Bucs defense. But it's also Tom Brady against the Eagles defense. Which is like, okay, if you're looking at it from that perspective, who's going to win the game? Well, the Bucs are going to win the game. Because the Bucs defense is better than the Eagles defense. And Tom Brady's better than Jalen Hurts. Right? But it is Jalen Hurts against Tom Brady.
Certainly when it comes to being a difference maker. He's right. He's not going against Tom Brady, but the quarterback play in the game matters.
Like Nick Foles and Tom Brady, they were going back and forth and back and forth. That was Tom Brady against Nick Foles.
Yes.
It was.
Because Nick Foles had to match. Well, it actually went the other way. Brady had to match Nick Foles because Nick Foles got off to the – we got off scoring first, right? We scored first, yeah.
And then they took the lead, and then Nick needed to go
score. Yeah.
That was a toe-to-toe game.
And he had to make throws. He made the throws in that game.
Man.
Yeah.
I'm not looking at this game like a Jalen Hurts toe-to-toe Tom Brady type game. That's not the way I'm looking at this game. I'm looking at this game saying, listen, Jalen, you need to be able to do more than just hand the ball off and make a couple of plays. Mm-hmm. That's it. This isn't
That's not going to be Tom Brady.
No.
Yeah, that's not. That's not. If you're expecting or hoping for an Eagles win, then – We are not about to run up and down the field on the Bucs,
no.
Like it's the Detroit Lions. Like, that's not going to happen.
No.
It's especially if we don't have Miles Sanders.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
I mean, like, if he's not at full strength, like, I like Boston Scott, but.
Yeah, come on, man.
You know.
I like Boston Scott's short yardage situation.
Right.
I like Boston Scott with a healthy running back ahead of him.
Right, yes.
Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers, if you got engaged over the holidays, visit the experts at Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of wedding rings. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Why is there seemingly a lack of buzz heading into the game on Sunday?
Why is it that when Wade even agrees with you, it's aggressively towards us?
It is. Yelling at us about Seth, not supporting Seth?
Yeah, that was an odd start to the call.
It's because he likes Seth's show. He watches it. Ike was on Seth's show.
Yep.
So he liked it.
Yep. And he wants more people watching.
And he –
Pat McAfee.
Is OG Wade trying to be Seth's agent? Get it out there?
I love it. Support Seth. That's right.
But, how does Seth feel about Nick Sirianni saying that this is just any other game and it's not a
– No, he was not on board with that.
Do we have – did you find the question? All right, here it is today.
Hey, Nick, looking back, when you first got to Philadelphia, what was that first interaction like when you first met Jalen Hurts in person?
Yeah, when I first met him, I think I was in the locker. Yeah, right in the equipment room is where I was. And, we just had a good conversation. I had met him before. I obviously did a lot of pre-draft work on him back in Indianapolis. I remember meeting him at the combine, off to the side. When I was walking with Brian Daboll, who was his offensive coordinator at Alabama, and he kind of introduced me. So had a lot of interactions with him just before that, the initial time where I met him. But, I was just excited to meet him and meet our quarterback. And he had like a throwback Eagles starter jacket, which we thought was pretty cool too.
Who asked that question? I know these writers have a job to do, and they're writing a piece about the first time that they locked eyes together or something. I understand that you're doing your job, you're writing a piece. You have an editor, I'm sure it's going to be a fine piece or whatever. Where the frick is the question about Miles Sanders and whether he's going to play or not?
Right.
Even if he's going to say, well, I'm hopeful. No, how about you follow up and you try to trick him?
Oh, that's why Elliot's there, I thought.
No, but like, what are we doing? I didn't hear any injury questions. I could be wrong.
Did they mute Elliot? What the hell happened with Elliot and his questions?
Because they're not giving the tough guy. They're not giving tough questions. They wanted to make sure Sirianni didn't stick his foot in his mouth. Say something stupid. How about the injuries? That's what I'm saying. The media doesn't even care about this game. They don't even care. They're writing puff pieces. What is going on?
Do you remember the first time you met Jalen Hurts? Wow.
He was in the equipment room? He's going through details and stuff. Man, why did I care the first time you met Jalen Hurts? And there's other questions like
that. Yeah, when I
first
met him, I think I was in the locker room.
Man.
Right in the equipment room is where I was.
Who can forget?
It is legitimately the answer I would give the first time I met my wife. While I was at this bar doing a fundraiser, and
Oh man.
I would say what she was wearing. He said what he was wearing. I think he was, she's wearing this very flattering dress. He's wearing a really cool throwback pullover starter jacket, Eagle starter jacket. What are we doing?
Yeah, I think he had like a throwback Eagles starter jacket, which we thought was pretty cool too.
Come on, man!
This is not
about Nick Sirianni, quite frankly. It's about whoever asked that question. That's what it is. Now, Nick gave a thoughtful answer, as he's prone
as
to
he
do.
Does. Yes, a very which thorough. Is,
as it's, as it's gone, the season's gone on. They're getting longer, and there's like four questions asked today. In
oh
a 13-minute press
oh
conference.
Oh, my God. And it was just like,
oh man,
it's like a Middleton answer at the end of it. I'm like, what was he even taught? What was the question again?
Yeah, they got him.
Well, I have my pencil out, my pen out, and I'm like, all right, Miles
ready
Sanders.
To take notes, yeah.
Let me see here. I'm going to dissect
Let's
the answer.
Let's find out if Jordan Howard is playing this week.
Jordan Howard, is he, how's he done that?
But they practice? Did get a question about Jalen Hurts in. They did. About how his ankle felt.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, I think he had like a throwback Eagles starter jacket, which we thought was pretty cool too.
Yes.
Well, John has one of those.
I do. Was it a? It's not a pullover though.
No, it's not a pullover.
It's not a pullover. Yeah. No. I know the one he's talking about. It was the after the initial starter jacket craze. The next line that came out was it wasn't a pullover.
With the pocket in the front.
Yeah, with the pocket in the front. I didn't like them.
Yeah.
Because I had the original starter jacket. Why would I want a pullover starter jacket?
But Nick had a pullover on today, didn't he? Did he have a throwback on today?
It was actually a good-looking sweatshirt.
Yeah.
He had a good-looking sweatshirt on.
Got that from the pro shop.
He did speak to Dave Spadaro on the website, and he was asked about the whole, well, why is this no different than a regular game? He's wearing a 76er hoodie.
He's going 76ers.
Yeah, so they made a tape that last night or something. I don't know if he's changing sweatshirts for his interview. But anyway.
What's a good time to be a Sixer fan? They're on a 7-game winning
streak. Support the other teams.
Ben's on his way back.
Ben's on his way back.
Awesome. Let's go to Rick in Easton, Pennsylvania. Rick, how are you, buddy?
Oh, you asked for the non-soft callers. You sure got one on that last caller.
What's up, brother? Yeah, and the weight is not soft.
Tom Brady's been good at his position.
Yep. Yeah.
Anyway, before I get to how the Eagles can win this game, you have to stop dwelling on the fact that Brady doesn't have Godwin, Antonio Brown, and maybe not Fournette. Let's not forget, he still has one of the best receivers in the NFL in Evans, and he still has Gronkowski, who I don't even know how we're going to cover.
Rick, the other thing is that you look at his skill guys when he was in New England those last couple of years. Who was there, Gronk was his best skill guy? Right, Edelman. You're throwing the system guys, right? So Tom Brady would need three great wide receivers to be successful.
He would find you and I in the end zone, and I'm 64 if he had to.
Oh, I know it.
We just have to catch it.
Brady can't do. Let's talk about what the Eagles can do.
Okay.
If you remember the Hogs with Joe Theismann and the Washington, can I say the Redskins? That's what they were back then.
Okay.
They were big, and they could run that dash play. If you remember the dash, like
Yep. Sprint
and
right.
They used to go student body left and student body right. What they have to disguise is they have to make Tampa Bay's defense think that they are going to run the ball, and then they have to Jalen, I hate to say this, he's going to have to run the ball off tackle once in a while and fly to keep them off balance. And then they have to start, he has to improvise. And you know what? Mentally, your tail hurts. Go out and win that national title that you never won as a quarterback and go have fun and improvise. Because one thing that you can't defend against is the pure, raw talent that Hurts has, and he can improvise. And let's not forget, Devontae Smith can also improvise as well. That's how you're going to have to win this game, and you're going to have to get at least two turnovers, which can happen to any NFL game.
Yeah. All right, Rick, and it's supposed to be windy and rainy, 20 to 25 mile an hour winds, according to the weather report here.
Like it.
So that could benefit the Eagles, or it could not benefit the Eagles. Right. Who knows?
Yeah, or it could be a disadvantage.
Yeah, or Jalen Hurts could be throwing the ball and it's quack, quack, quack it up there in the air because the wind takes it.
Well, it's not like Brady didn't play in New England for 20 years. It's not like their weather.
Yeah, I don't expect him to be a – dude, he won a snowball. Didn't he win the
The Tuck Rule game.
Yeah, the Tuck game was, game. Yeah.
Don't tell Richie.
He's been in every situation for the most part. He's played in it all. He's got the experience. He can do it. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494. Expectations.
That was a fun hour.
We don't have expectations here. Oh, I love Tom Brady. They're going to lose. Jalen doesn't have to throw. No, Jalen doesn't have to play well. No, come on.
It's good experience for him. Young team. You know, winning or losing doesn't really matter as much.
Okay. Like if that's the way you want to play it, Mr. Reese, that's the way you want to play it on a Wednesday. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. It's a playoff game this weekend? Oh, sorry, it's just another game. Ask the coach. Just another game coming up on Sunday. Also, we have a new report on Ben Simmons and what he might be telling teams. And Woj weighed in on the players that the Sixers have turned down for Ben. I'm just so sick of this.
Thanks, Ben Simmons!
We not talk about him until he's actually traded.
It's almost over.
Is it almost over?
I think so.
I hope
so. 4 more years.
We'll get into all of that and then back to all the soft phone calls out there. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, the playoffs are here to celebrate.
Sure.
FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving all customers up to $100 bonus on same-game parlays. Just place a same-game parlay on any Super Wild Card weekend game and get a bonus whether you win or lose. The more you bet, the more you'll get. Now, here's the same-game parlay bonus that I threw out there. How about this? I took Philadelphia plus the 8.5 against Tampa. Also bet the over. I think the over-under was 47.5. And I put down a Jalen Hurts, well, quarterback. I don't know if I can say his name. Quarterback. Anytime score. Touchdown. We might have to strike that from the record. Sorry. Now, FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. Log on to FanDuel Sportsbook to unlock your same-game parlay bonus today. Plus, if you're first-time betting with FanDuel, then you can also enjoy 30-1 odds on any team in the wild card to win after using promo code Ike. You can turn a $5 bet into $150. Remember to use promo code Ike so they know that I sent you, exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.